From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has named a new national security advisor, selecting Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. He also announced Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who had been his acting advisor, will serve as Chief of Staff at the National Security Council.
He's a man of tremendous talent and tremendous experience. I watched and read a lot over the last 2 days. He is highly respected by everybody in the military, and we're very honored to have him. He also has known for a long time General Keith Kellogg, who I also have gotten to know, and he's a terrific man, and they're going to be working together. And Keith is going to be Chief of Staff, and I think that combination is something very, very special.
McMaster replaces General Michael Flynn, the retired officer who resigned after it was revealed he was not forthcoming with Vice President Mike Pence about a conversation with Russia's U.N. ambassador. Pence in Brussels Monday said he supported the resignation decision.
I was disappointed to learn that the facts that had been conveyed to me by General Flynn were inaccurate. But we honor General Flynn's long service to the United States of America, and I fully support the president's decision to ask for his resignation.
McMaster won the praise, wide praise, as a good choice. The National Security Advisor does not require Senate confirmation. The government of Democratic Republic of Congo has dismissed a video purportedly showing an army massacre of civilians as the work of anonymous amateurs, insisting it's not the government's job to prove the innocence of the army. The DRC called on the accusers to provide proof. The video shows a group of uniformed men opening fire, walking among bodies in the village of Mwanza Lomba in the rest of Kasai region. This is VOA News. U.S.